All right. Thank you so much. Okay. So I'm excited to get going with you. So tell me, just so I know exactly where you are in the program, in terms of what you've listened to, what was the last module you listened to, weekly module?
Module 3.
Perfect. Okay. And on your last call with Mike, did you practice acceptance?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So before we get to acceptance, which we're going to kind of dive deeper in today, and I'm going to want to know all about your experience with it. Before we get there, though, I always like to, at this point, just go back to the beginning because we never want to leave parts of the program behind. So I just want to check in really quickly on how you're doing with your diet for the mind, you know, how you're doing with your vision, you're spending time with it, how much, how you're doing with your mental filter, making sure you're in alignment with your vision, and then feeding your mind. You just give me kind of a synopsis of how you're doing, that would be great.
Sure. Started out strong. First 2 weeks. This week has been not so great. I picked it up yesterday, and I could feel the lift that it created, so that was good. That was good motivation to keep it going. As far as diet of the mind, excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat. I don't really put any mainstream news into my head at all, so that's not a worry. Haven't for a long time, but I have a very strong self-critic, and he's been firing hard.
Yep.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Are you spending, so the first 2 weeks, were you spending time with your vision?
So, okay. To clarify on that, I've been meaning to ask this. I don't know that I have a clear enough vision. I think that's part of my issue. It's been for a long time, so I think I need to spend time on that. And is that, would that be module one? Is that?
Yeah. The first week is the diet for the mind. And as part of that, you submitted a vision. But here's the truth and the reality.
Oh,
it's,
that.
You know,
yes. Okay, yes. That feels like a long time ago. Yes, I need to read
it. I'm sure it does. Okay. All right. So what's really important about the vision is when you come into this program, we're so focused on where we've been and where we are. And we're not focused on where we're going.
Right?
And so when you come into this program and you start to kind of get your foundation rebuilt, part of that foundation is knowing where you're going next. Because if you keep your attention on where you are or where you've been, you're going to remain stuck. And that's where, you know, everybody who comes into the program is clearly stuck in either the present or the past. And they can't even put time and energy on the future. So you may think we're kind of crazy to say, okay, David, you know, I know you're experiencing, you know, anxiety or whatever you are when you come into this program, chaos, confusion, all of it, frustration. The first thing we're going to have you do is write a vision about where you're going. You're probably like, are you freaking kidding me? But here's the reality. If we don't give you a benchmark to start with, then you're still going to spin.
Right.
So the vision is really critical. So take some time. If again, Mike says, I'm sure you've heard this or you will certainly hear it many more times as you go through the program, this work is the most important thing next to breathing. And it has to be because it creates and controls everything else in your life. This is your power. So take time today, sit down, look at your vision, ask yourself, is that, you know, as much as I know right now, and if it is, great. Then what you want to do is spend time with that every day, several times a day. Where am I going? Where's David going next? What's up for David next? Next. Okay. And then with the mental filter, a huge part of the mental filter to, you know, make your vision a reality now instead of some airy, you know, airy fairy thing out in the future, is to make decisions according to your vision. So if your vision says, you know, I live a life of peace and balance and happiness, you know, then when you're using your mental filter, you want to make sure you're always in alignment with that. So, like you said, if you're watching the news certainly isn't in alignment with peace, right?
Sure.
So then you would use your mental filter and say, okay, this isn't in alignment with my vision, so I'm gonna filter this out, filter in something that is in alignment with my vision. Maybe I'll go for a walk. That's peaceful. Maybe I'll do this, that's peaceful. Or maybe I'll read, that's peaceful. So your mental filter becomes a decision in the moment to stay in alignment with where you're going instead of where you are. And that's why those two pieces are so critical. And then the third piece, the feeding your mind. Are you feeding your mind your microvision?
Yes.
Excellent.
And I did slack this week, but I, like I said, I started yesterday and could feel that, oh, wow, okay, yeah, this makes sense.
Exactly. Can you tell me your microvision?
I do struggle with it. I you know, it's one of those, like, there's days where I'm gritting my teeth. I am happy. I am calm and loving. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it doesn't feel real, you know?
Yes.
And so I struggle
yeah.
with that. But
yeah.
that's everybody. I mean, I get it, you know?
Exactly. Your opportunity there is to remind yourself it's not to believe it, it's to feed it. That's your job with your microvision at this stage of the game. Don't believe it, feed it, okay? You are going to experience resistance, absolutely. But it's not your job to believe it. It's your job just to feed it. And now that you're in the acceptance phase, we'll talk about how you can also use acceptance when you're feeding it and you don't believe it. Okay, great. So you know your microvision, you're feeding it to yourself. You want to be feeding that all day long because that's in alignment with your vision, right? The microvision is really the microcosm of what you're going to feel like when you're living in that vision. We have to put our attention on that now, not, you know, thinking we need to do all this stuff in order to feel that way. So remember how this works. It's from the state of being outward. So, perfect. All right. Any questions on the diet for the mind? And, oh, I just want to say one other thing. The fact that you dropped it for a week and then picked it up and immediately felt better is just, you're learning very early on in the process that doing the work gets you the results.
Right.
So when you feel like pushing this work to the back burner, that's when you got to push it harder to the front.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, because you know that's where the results are. All right, so any questions on diet for the mind?
No, not at this moment.
All right, excellent. So with this work, you always want to go back and listen to the modules as well. So if you go back and listen to week one, you'll hear things now that you wouldn't have heard when you first listened to it because you're expanding acceptance and you're putting more focus on your diet for the mind. So, you know, just weekly go back and listen to the module previous so that you, yeah, you pick up other things. Perfect. All right. So before we dive deeper into acceptance and before I kind of go over your experience with acceptance, I always at this point want to practice acceptance with you. I know you just learned it last week. So, you know, and if this work wasn't the focus for whatever reason last week, I just want to make sure that you've got the solid foundation of the process of acceptance, of how to do acceptance, not understanding it, not, you know, thinking about the philosophy behind it, but just the steps to do it. So have you been practicing this week?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. So what I'd like to do is do what you and Mike did. I want you just to, you're in a safe place, right? Are you driving?
No.
Okay. All right. So just close your eyes and listen. Listen for the first thought or feeling that comes up. In your head, you can identify the state of being. Once you identify the state of being, just say out loud, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. And then immediately go back and listen.
I accept I'm feeling fear right now, and that's okay.
Okay, so what we'll do, I just want to explain, so because I want you to know that I'll interrupt you if I can add value. If not, I want you to keep going.
Okay.
And just make sure instead of the word feeling, you're using the word experiencing.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll explain why after, but go ahead, dive in.
I accept that I'm experiencing fear right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing guilt right now, and that's okay.
All right, 1 second. One second, Dave, let me add some value here. I don't want you to start the phrase before you identify the state of being. And I'll tell you why. It's really important because when you start the phrase and you haven't identified the state of being, then you start searching for the state of being. Identifying your state of being is all about listening and hearing that thought or feeling. So that way you know that that's the state of being you're currently experiencing. This isn't about running through, and I'm not saying you're doing this, running through a laundry list of states of being. This is about listening to the state of being you're currently experiencing. So you can slow down and just listen. And then once you identify it, then I accept I'm experiencing.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready again.
I accept that I'm experiencing doubt right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing distraction right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing,
That's okay.
Because I was
Take your time. Yeah, take your time.
I thought I was going to be in this perfect place, and it's busy. It's busy.
Right? Oh, okay. So you're experiencing, like you said, distraction and maybe a little frustration, but that's okay. You can accept those as well. Do you want me to wait a second till you can scope out a place?
Well, now I'm sort of far from there. I need to just sit back in the car. I do better walking, but.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Moving of any type, but I'll just sit back in the car. So.
Okay. Yeah, take your time.
I mean, this isn't one of those things. You just, like people walk by, feel dumb,
No, of course, yeah.
Not that this is dumb.
But saying it out loud, certainly.
I feel like it's just too personal.
Mm-hmm.
So, while I'm walking, as far as can we jump to acceptance and how that plays into when you're maybe not feeling it, when you're doing your microvision?
Yeah. So when you're doing your microvision, so acceptance is what you're going to be doing all day as consistently as possible. Because when you're dealing, the most important thing to remember is when you say, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay, you are consciously choosing to change your state of being to acceptance. It's in the consistency of that choice that you expand acceptance. And then acceptance starts creating everything, your feelings, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your reality. So it's a very conscious decision that you're going to make all day long, because what you've been doing up until this point is unconsciously choosing your state of being. And it just happens that you've been unconsciously choosing predominantly resistance. All right?
Yes.
So when you're doing your acceptance and you throw in your microvision, and so, for example, I'm happy, I'm calm, I'm, you know, whatever your microvision is in its entirety. And then as soon as you say it, you go, yeah, right. Then that's the moment. I accept I'm experiencing doubt right now. It's okay. But I don't feel this way. I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. What if I never feel this way? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. See, what you're learning, David, is it is not your job to reconcile your thoughts and feelings like you've been told all your life.
Mm-hmm.
It is your job to use your thoughts and feelings to identify your state of being, which is the cause of your thoughts and feelings, all so that you can change your thoughts and feelings because of your choice of state of being. So when you say, I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now, it's okay, you're consciously choosing to expand acceptance and no longer frustration. In that moment, it starts to manifest, the acceptance. But again, it's in the consistency of the choice that it can expand more quickly and more consistently. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So every time you say your microvision, and you know, you might say your microvision and you go, totally am, great. Then it's, I accept I'm experiencing acceptance right now. It's okay. So when it comes to your thoughts, your inner critic, right? And I want to be very clear, you really don't have an inner critic. We love as human beings to categorize things and label things. There is no inner critic. What's happened is you've unconsciously chosen resistance, and resistance has created a thought, and that thought represents self-criticism. All right?
Okay.
So it's not like sometimes when we label things, then we give the things the power. But the inner critic has no power. What has the power is you choosing the state of being. So in that moment, when the inner critic, you know, quote unquote, pops up, you know, David, you're not good enough. Great. I accept I'm experiencing judgment right now. It's okay. But what if I'm never good enough? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. So that's how you deal with the thoughts. You don't reconcile the thoughts. You don't say, yeah, I'm not good enough. I'll never be good enough. And carry on that conversation in your head and call it the self-critic. Call it the self-talk. No, you realize that all that conversation is being created by a state of being you've chosen. That's your power. Right? Isn't that more powerful than thinking that something has power over you to create your thoughts?
Yes.
Yeah. So does that make sense when you're doing your microvision and you're experiencing resistance?
It does.
How you use acceptance? Perfect. And then the same with, again, if you say your microvision, you experience acceptance, great. I accept I'm experiencing acceptance right now. It's okay. Right. And then the next thought might be, but what if it goes away? Great. I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. You see, the thought or the feeling doesn't matter. It matters that I keep choosing acceptance. That's what matters. And I know it'll take a little bit to trust that. I mean, you get it logically, but to actually trust that that's what's happening, it is going to take a little bit. But that's why it's so important not to try to understand this work or analyze it. Just do it. It's in the doing that the acceptance can expand. So I know I just said a lot, but I know you're working your way back to your car. How do you feel about all that?
Really good. That was good. I'm in the car now, so I'm ready.
Oh, okay, perfect.
To get back to that.
Yeah, let's practice again. Yeah, so take this, and David, do me a favor, just slow it down. This is not a race. Just I want you to get really used to listening. The awareness is so critical. If you're not aware, you can't do acceptance. If you're not aware, you can't change anything. So just slow down and just listen. What's that first thought or feeling that comes up? Grab it, identify the state of being, and then I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. And then go back and listen again and do it. So whenever you're ready.
I accept that I'm experiencing relief right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing acceptance right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing calm right now, and that is okay. I accept that I'm experiencing curiosity right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing love right now, and that is okay.
All right, David, great job. Great job. And it wasn't just because you were identifying and accepting acceptance states of being. That wasn't why it was a great job. It was a great job because you slowed it down. You made it more deliberate. Right? Big difference than probably what you've been doing over the week. Would that be true?
Well, yes, over the week, yes. But I did do the 30-minute with Mike on the module 3.
Yep.
And that did settle me down tremendously.
Excellent.
So that was great. That was a perfect intro to this call.
Awesome. Perfect, perfect. Okay. So, yeah, so are you doing the 30 minutes every day, or were you inconsistent?
I'm going to start, but today was my first day.
Okay, perfect. All right, so from day forward, today forward, this is kind of the commitment it takes, and then we'll talk about kind of some of the nuances of it. The commitment is, you know, yes, the 30 minutes. And the 30 minutes is so critical because it gives you that deliberate time without distraction to really master acceptance, right? Because, again, this is something you're going to be doing all day long. But with a half hour where you can just sit with yourself and listen and identify and then accept and then go immediately back and listen again, you're with that deliberate 30 minutes, you're becoming a master at all those steps so that it becomes easier to do it throughout the day. Okay. With that said, the 30 minutes is the bare minimum because you have 16 waking hours a day. If you're only doing it for 30 minutes where you're consciously choosing acceptance, and then the other 15 and a half hours, you're unconsciously choosing predominantly resistance, nothing can change. So the clock on acceptance starts as soon as you're aware you're awake. Because as soon as you're awake, you're choosing your states of being. You have the option to choose them consciously. So if you're laying there and you're thinking of, you know, you experience, you feel this overwhelm because of your day, I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now. It's okay, but what if I don't get everything done? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. All right, I got to get out of bed. All right, I don't want to. I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. So you start as soon as you're aware you're awake, because if you have a conversation in your head while you're laying there, you're unconsciously choosing the state of being that created the conversation. So if it's overwhelm and you continue the conversation instead of acceptance, you're going to continue to unconsciously choose overwhelm. Does that make sense?
Yes, a lot.
It's really that simple, right?
Sure.
So you want to accept as soon as you're aware you're awake. You want to accept when you're on your way to the bathroom. You want to accept when you're going to the bathroom. You want to accept while you go and sit down to do your 30 minutes. I always recommend you set an alarm for 30 minutes and you don't move until that 30 minutes is up, and you accept the boredom. You accept the impatience. You accept the frustration. You accept whatever comes up. And as well as all the other states of being. But, you know, just a lot of people just can't sit for 30 minutes and do a task, which is what you're going to be doing. So just set the alarm and sit. But as soon as you're done, you keep accepting. You're accepting as you're getting dressed. You're accepting as you're taking a shower. You're accepting as you're getting dressed. You're accepting as you're eating breakfast. If you have a busy household, you're accepting as you go through your morning. Because why? You can do it in your head. Right? You don't do it out loud at that point. You're doing it in your head.
Right.
And you always have the moment to accept instead of react. You always have that option. So that's how acceptance works. So you want to be doing it, you know, especially when you start, you want to look for all those moments during the day when you're in your head thinking. So like when you're doing tasks that don't need your full attention, like, which is weird, but driving. Right? We're, you know, in the car, what are we doing? We're not thinking about driving. We're thinking about everything but driving.
Right.
So you want to be doing acceptance. When you're pumping gas, when you're online at this grocery store, when you're, you know, going for a walk, all these moments when you're in your head thinking and you think you're doing something, you're really not. All you're doing is choosing the same state of being over and over again. So you want to start choosing acceptance. You want to accept through these conversations in your head. Except through the quote-unquote inner critic conversation that happens. Don't reconcile, accept, 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 accept. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm sitting in my car. I'm going to roll up my window because somebody's shoveling and they're making noise. So, okay. You want to become a master at consciously choosing acceptance because it's, and you have to remember why you're doing it. Every time you choose acceptance, you're choosing for acceptance to start creating your feelings, thoughts, words, actions, and reality. That's how important and critical it is. So also when you're falling asleep at night, as soon as you turn off the light and you're committed to going to sleep, the only thing you should be doing is acceptance in your head. Just listen to the thoughts, feelings, identify, accept. If you wake up in the middle of the night, the only thing you should be doing is acceptance. It's the thinking that keeps you awake.
Last night. two on the dot.
There you go, right? So if those are the times where you experience resistance more so than others, you've got to just accept through the thoughts and feelings. You're not getting rid of the resistance. You're expanding acceptance. Very important distinction.
I like that. Expanding acceptance.
If you make it about getting rid of something, you're in resistance. So no amount of acceptance is going to help you because you're actually still choosing resistance, even though you're saying, I accept. So, and you can tell, like when you're doing acceptance and you start speeding up, you know you're trying to get rid of something.
Yeah.
Slow it down. Take a step back. This is not about
the problem. It's the problem.
Exactly. You're not a problem to be fixed. You're a creator who's creating their reality by choosing a state of being, and that state of being is creating that reality, including everything, your feelings, thoughts, words, and actions. You just got to get good at one thing. We all just have to be good at one thing, choosing our state of being of acceptance. But what do? We think we have to change our thoughts. We think that we have to fight our feelings. We think we have got to beat up the inner critic. We think we need to. No, we just need to choose a state of being that's not in alignment with that crap. Choose a state of being of acceptance that's in alignment with everything that we want. Isn't that like a if you were to accept, maybe you'd probably accept a little bit of relief right now, right? I only have to do one thing. So just remind yourself of that. If you start speeding up, slow it down. You're in a state of being of need. I need to get rid of this feeling. I need to get rid of these thoughts. Slow down. I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. What if these thoughts never go away? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. So you hear
perfect.
My voice? Yeah, go ahead.
I have a sticker on my little small window. Not in the way of my rear view, but it literally says slow yourself down, because that's,
there you go.
Literally, that's my, I'm a all or nothing guy, right? So slow.
And here's the thing, David, you created that experience of being an all or nothing guy, and it's great as long as you're still enjoying it. But it sounds like it might be not, it's not in alignment with where you're going next. That, David, is maybe experiencing more balance, right? So it's just not in alignment anymore. You don't have to fight it. It's not who you are. It's not your personality. You're not hardwired to be that guy. You're the creator choosing your experience. So you chose that experience of being the all or nothing. And maybe you had fun with it for a while, or maybe it came from a state of being of need. It doesn't matter. What matters is that it's not in alignment with where you're going next. So you don't get rid of it. You don't fight it. You just say, okay, I accept I'm experiencing, it's at the stage, maybe it's causing stress and frustration to be that guy. Great. I accept I'm experiencing stress right now. It's okay. Now you're expanding acceptance. I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Now you're expanding acceptance. That's how you change things. So I love hearing that that you created this experience of being all or nothing guy, and hearing you say that, slow it down. You're realizing it's not in alignment with where you're going next, which is awesome. So as you're doing acceptance, make sure you step back, slow it down. Step back, slow it down. So a couple of nuances with acceptance, and this might have come up for you this week. First, did you ever experience a moment where you had no idea what your state of being was?
No, I didn't.
Okay, perfect. If that happens, you're experiencing a state of being in confusion.
Okay.
Don't make it harder than it is.
Okay.
Did you ever run into a moment where maybe you kind of knew what your state of being was, but you didn't know how to label it?
I mean, I don't know how many times you can say angry, but that's sort of what it's been this last week.
Yeah. Okay. So if you ever run in when you don't know how to label it, and anger is fine, and we'll talk about kind of like how many times should I accept anger and all that kind of stuff. But if you don't know how to label your state of being, just check in with how you're feeling. If you feel okay, then you accept acceptance. If you don't feel okay, then you accept resistance. So don't make it hard on yourself to, don't make it about identifying your exact state of being. We want you to obviously identify your current state of being, but if it becomes a problem, and then it's just resistance. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Some people will say, well, it's just anger. That's all. It's not just anger. Okay. And that's why slowing down and listening is so important, because you're not identifying the state of being you experienced in the past. You're not identifying the state of being you experienced in the future. You're identifying your current state of being. So you have to know what it is. And the only way to know what it is to be aware and listen for it. So So don't assume what your state of being is, ever. Because what people will do is, it's either anger or anxiety. All right, so I accept I'm experiencing anger right now. It's okay. And they're machine gunning it, and they're not listening. You can't notice the change if you're not listening. So if it's anger, it's anger, David. I don't care if it's anger 100 times. If you accept it from a state of, you know, from the state of being of acceptance and not needing to get rid of it, you're going to expand acceptance. So if it's 100 times, it's 100 times. If it's 2 times, it's 2 times. If it's anger 1 minute and then joy the next, then it's anger 1 minute and joy the next. When you sit back and really be aware and listen, you see that our states of being can be anything in any moment. We can go from hatred to love in a split second. So if it's anger 100 times, it's anger, but don't assume your state of being. I want you to really pay attention to the listening part, the awareness part. Do not start the phrase until you have identified the state of being. You're going to notice a lot of different states of being when you do that. Instead of, I'm not saying that you're assuming it's anger, but I'm just saying that some people do, and it's a trap.
Sure.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great. What other questions do you have about applying acceptance? I just see that we're just a little bit over, but I'm fine if you're okay.
I'm okay. Thanks. I get a little bit in my head about, okay, how much should I do the microvision and how much should I do acceptance? Like, is one trump the other? Not trump, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It sounds like acceptance is maybe what I need. Acceptance is harder, so maybe that's what I need to focus on. For me,
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question. After you do it for a week really consistently, it's going to become very easy, which is the beauty of it. The more you do it, just like building a muscle in a gym, the easier it gets, right? With that said, the balancing of the work, you don't want to get too caught up in that. That's kind of like our academic mind kicking in. What should I be doing? That's all okay. But if if that question comes up during the week, it's confusion, right? Just accept that you're experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. The acceptance will help you determine what to do next. But since you're starting out and, you're getting back into your microvision, you want to accept as consistently as possible. Are you going to do it 100% of the day? No. I don't do it 100% of the day, right? Because I have to think about certain things. I have to do certain things that does need my full attention. But when something doesn't need your full attention, you have the ability to choose where you want to put your attention. And that's a good percentage of the day. So when you're going through your day, you want to accept as consistently as possible. And then you're just going to naturally want to throw in your microvision. And then when you throw it in, you just accept after you throw it in. And, if it's acceptance, great. You keep accepting. And then maybe you throw it in again. And you just keep going. What you don't want to do is jam your microvision into your brain when you are experiencing resistance. That's not going to help. So what I would suggest is, yes, it's to feed it to your mind, but it's not to jam it. So feed it to your mind in those moments when you want to shift your attention. But in those moments when you're experiencing anger, the last thing you want to do is feed your microvision. You want to do acceptance really solidly. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. Sorry.
No
went
worries.
Bluetooth,
go for it.
And then it came back to my thing, so I'm sorry. Jam your I got kind of stuck on that phrase, jam your brain.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of like the T-Mobile commercials where the conversation breaks up and the person hears this completely opposite thing. I don't know if you've seen those. It's kind of funny, actually. But what I was saying, in moments of anger, the last thing you want to do is jam your microvision into your mind. Those are the moments you really, when you're experiencing resistance, you want to be accepting, not using your microvision in those moments.
Right. Okay. So gritting your teeth, saying your microvision is not.
That's not feeding. No, that's not feeding your mind. That's jamming.
Doesn't feel real, for sure. Yeah.
Exactly. But there are going to be times when you feed it to your mind and you're going to go, yeah, right. Okay, great. I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay.
Right.
And then maybe do more acceptance and then feed it again. Go ahead.
I want to thank you for bringing the word confusion in, because I haven't used that word, and that's so much of what this is, because there's so many things that are just not going. I'm an idealist. I'll admit this. Okay, it's a label. I like things a certain way, and nothing is really going that way right now. And so I am confused, because it's like I'm taking the steps, like I'm doing this. I'm taking action, and shit's not working, you know?
Exactly.
Not this, just in general. Like, I mean, job, like everything, right? So it's, yeah, confusion.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
And here's the thing, David, you were taught taking action creates results, right?
Yes.
And that's why you're an all-or-nothing guy, right? So as a child, that's the message you get. But what you got the wrong message. We all did.
Right.
Taking action doesn't create anything. Your state of being while you're taking the action is what's creating. So if you're running around in a state of being of need, I need these things to be exactly as I want them, then that's a state of being of need. That's what's going to create. So it's going to create more need. Things aren't going to go the way you want them. Whereas if you're in a state of being acceptance, that's desire. And when you're in a state of being acceptance, you're in alignment with what you want. Does he see the difference there?
Yes.
Need is, and you feel the need. I can hear it in your voice when you're talking about the confusion. It's need. I'm taking, you know, well, what, I, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
I found out from this, like, it's frightening how much need I have. Like, I don't like it, to be clear.
Yeah. But remember, need is just a state of being. It's no different than joy.
Okay.
It's just a state of being that when you choose it, it replicates itself in your life. It creates your thoughts. So you have needy thoughts. It creates your feelings. You have needy feelings, insecure feelings. It creates your words. You say insecure things. And then it manifests into your reality as a reality where you experience insecurity and need. But it's just the state of being doing that job. You're the one that gets to choose the state of being. So when you accept you're experiencing need right now, it's okay. Now you're choosing acceptance. So what's acceptance going to create? It's going to create secure thoughts, certainty, happy words, happy feelings, calm, balance. So you always have to bring it back to that foundation. What state of being am I choosing? Resistance. Okay. If I want to experience something other than resistance, then I simply have to accept that I'm experiencing resistance, because it's in that choice that I expand the state of being I want to create my life. Acceptance. I want acceptance creating my feelings, thoughts, words, actions, and reality. So you were sold the bill of goods. Trust me, David, we all were. And then we started choosing the states of being that reflected that. And then we get really frustrated. You know, we all, what is a midlife crisis for anybody, man or woman? It's getting to that point of, I did everything I was told and I'm still not freaking happy. How can this be? Is that the confusion you're experiencing a little bit? Not that you're midlife, but right? It's like, I did what I was supposed to.
I'm 44. I think that's midlife.
Yeah, you get,
what's,
you know.
What's midlife these days? I don't know.
Well,
but,
hopefully it's more than that, but.
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, I didn't check all the boxes that I was supposed to, so I'm not really that guy, but some things have not worked out in a big way and very close together, like, you know, financially, and so it's just like, I'm still rocked. I mean, I'm like, I literally, 2 a.m. this morning, it was like, how the F did this happen? Like it still just doesn't make sense, you know? And my brain is just trying to make sense of it still, and there's no sense to be made of it.
And the reason, the reason there's no sense to be made is because you're still choosing the need. I need to understand.
Right.
So you're going to create more confusion.
Well,
so
and
really
to be
aware
clear,
of that.
There is some action that I'm avoiding
that I
absolutely not need to take, but I'm at the point of wanting to take now that I'm still avoiding, right? So there's that push and pull. There's that feeling of that, right? So I'm present enough with my own feelings that I know what's going on. I know why I'm waking up at 2 in the morning. I know it's this whole, like, pressure cooker, you know, feeling. And it's taking first steps, and I feel it getting closer. And some of it is because of the work that I've done through this.
Yeah.
And some of it's just accepting the fact that nobody else is going to do it. I mean, it's just, it's on me. And that's always one of those empowering yet scary feelings, right?
The definite double-edged sword. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Well, I mean, I'd love to talk all day. I want to honor your time.
but at some point,
I know I'm early in this, but
yes.
I've actually taken another coaching course, and I've held off on it because of just everything that's happened in my life. I want to get better. You know what I mean? Not better, but whatever label. I feel like I'm trying to label things. I'm not trying to. I just want to feel more confident to help others because, okay, I've gone through something like this, right? And so that's the upside of all this is like, okay, I know that pit. I know how you can feel, how low you can feel. And then I know how, okay, I can see myself climbing out of it and I can feel it in the moment. So I'd love to hear at some point more about the coaching program that did you say you're putting it together or it's already a thing?
Yeah, we're actually, we've just brought on a new coach and she's going to help us we're going to use her as quote unquote our guinea pig, you know, to build the program, to build the modules and things. Cause we'll have our coaching calls with her and the training with her. And so we're going to build it over the next 8 weeks. So the program will be set in the next 8 weeks. And then we would shadow her with her first client for the next eight weeks. The program is getting in place. And then as the business grows, we'll be bringing on more coaches. But absolutely. So, David, as you go through this process, you and I keep talking because if that's where you want to be. But right now, you got to focus on doing the work.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the work. So you got to see, don't see yourself climbing out of the hole, see yourself out of the hole.
Okay.
Really important distinction on that. Yeah. You got to see yourself in the end result. So your job this week, I want you to stay really dialed in and focused. Spend time with your vision. Make sure you keep using your mental filter to stay in alignment with your vision through your daily choices, moment-to-moment choices, I should say. You're feeding your microvision, but you are committed to becoming a master at acceptance. It's in the commitment to this work that you're going to just expand and get the results you want so much more quickly. So I want you to dial in and stay focused on that. Absolutely, for the coaching, don't worry about that. I already got a beat on you. I already got a feeling from you. So, but in order to get there, you've got to do this work like a machine.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
I hear you clearly. Thank you.
Of course. All right. So jump on my schedule next week. I'm going to want to follow up with you on how you're doing with everything.
Okay.
And then once you do that, make sure you reach out on Voxer if you have any questions at all.
Okay.
Well, really important that you reach out because I don't want you to go a week and you know, not be able to do the work because you have questions. So reach out to Mike or myself on Voxer with any questions. I think you're going to do great as long as you slow it down and you just kind of allow yourself to be with yourself and just make that choice as deliberately and as consistently as possible. Accept. I accept. I'm experiencing. I accept. It's not my job to reconcile my thoughts and feelings. It's not my job to get rid of anything. It's my job to choose a state of being that I want to create, that I want, that's going to create my reality.
Yes. Love it.
Awesome. All right, David. I'm so excited to spend time with you. Let us know if you have any questions. I look forward to catching up next week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye. Bye.